I shop at a lot of the antique stores, but downtown Canton's just a cool place to shop. They don't have a lot of stores, but the bookstore down there is really cool, and he sells local authors. And then the drugstore in there, and it's been a drugstore since, you know, forever. And it's the one that's next to where the Mexican restaurant is. But there's not a lot of young people that are involved in Canton. Malia's Mug, that used to be the firehouse, I think, like the old fire station. And now it's this cute little coffee shop, and it's really good. Or you can go to the R&L Deli, I think it's called. I can't even remember the name, R&M Deli. At any rate, and you can get a steak hoagie there. And don't get the soup, because it doesn't taste good, and it's really hot all the time. You'll burn your tongue. Downtown Kitchen has really good sweet potato chips with blue cheese dressing. And on Saturdays, they have, like, bands come to play there.
My favorite place to eat in Canton is McDonald's.
I go out to eat not really that often. If I'm coming home, I'll just stop by something. You know, something close. There's several restaurants right there in that Kroger Shopping Center. There's a Mexican restaurant. There's a Chinese takeout. Both of those, I don't frequent them, but, you know, I'll run up there because they're both good. There's a good Italian place, and there's a Japanese place right down where Publix is at the end of East Cherokee, that little shopping center there. There's those places right there. Italian, oh gosh, pizza, unbelievable, awesome pizza. It's expensive. It's like $17 for a pizza, but it's a pretty good sized pizza, and it's, wow, it's worth it. Taste of Italy, I think is what it's called. Little small place, they've got a little dine-in place, but I've never dined in. We've always just went and picked it up. And, oh, wow, pizza. Unbelievable. So, and then Sapporo's is the Japanese place. I've never been to that location, but they have another one over in East Cobb, and I've been there several times. Great food.
There's not a lot to do at night, except for eat waffles. People really like waffles. So many waffles down here. I think it's a waffle-based economy. I didn't know that they had combined fast food restaurants until I came down here. I always thought it would be weird to get my tacos from a place that also serves fish. And waffles. A lot of waffles down here. Competing with each other. There's one in Canton over the bridge there, and then there's another one on the other side of the bridge. I think it's weird that the same business would choose to locate themselves where they're competing against themselves. Maybe that's a good strategy. I don't know.
You can go out in Canton to a regular restaurant, but as far as taking a date or having someplace entertaining to go or outside activity, it's hard to find a local band or somebody that you might want to listen to while you're out.
A lot of what I do down here for fun is shopping and hosting parties at home and going to other people's homes. Not a lot of it is recreation-based as far as going out. I don't usually go to the movies. But besides that and bowling, what are there, you know, recreation things to do? You ask someone, what do you want to do? And, you know, what is there to do? You know, what's provided as far as, you know, your own entertainment? You know, say you can go bowling or you can go to the movies. There's not really much else that you can do. I think that a lot of the culture down here is destination-based.
I think the only outdoor enjoyable activities or things to do here in Canton are the art and craft shows that they have on occasion and the Indian powwows and things of that nature, because going out as far as the social scene or bars and restaurants, nothing is overly intriguing or enjoyable. One of the best features about the Canton area would be Lake Altoona, when you can go out on the weekends and enjoy yourself for the day.
Canton has a bunch of stores and houses in a big place called Atlanta, and there's all different kinds of places in Atlanta, like a varsity or a little place for plays and all that.
I can get online and look up and pull up a whole list of things and go, do I want to go to a sporting event? Do I want to go to the opera? Do I want to go to the Fox? Do I want to go to a museum? I'm 30 minutes away from every bit of it. I've never been to a jazz performance until I moved down here. I've been to 3 or 4 of those. Awesome. Love them. I've never been to a true theater performance on the scale of the Fox before until I moved down here. I've been to one of those. Loved it.